box and I can't find my shoes.
Get to some of the big items of interest and import when it comes to talk radio, news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, political talk radio, whatever you want to call it. It's time for us to review what has been big this past week. A lot of things in the social world, the entertainment world. This is just an overview, courtesy of Michael Harrison for being here, is understood. Talk radio, the talk media, things that we find of common interest. So each week, Talkers puts together a list of the 10 stories, the 10 topics, the 10 big issues of the week. And so I invite Michael Harrison to come here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is included in all of the material that's at talkers.com. You can go there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and go through what's going on with some of your favorite hosts, whether they be national or local, some of the issues that are being discussed. And then there are some new adjuncts. Michael's going to tell us about some of the things that are going on at the Talkers Magazine has a radio sort of station. Would you call it a station? What would you call it? We'd call it Talkers Magazine, even though it's online. So what do we call talkersradio.com? What do we call it? A radio station? What do you want to call that?
It's not talkersradio.com, so don't say that, because there's no
talkersradio.com.
Okay. There's Talkers Radio, which is a streaming 24/7 radio station on talkers.com. And it's only a few months old, and it's basically a talk station that anybody could listen to that has experimental talk shows. Its pure format is designed to have programs that are in development, hosts that people know from the radio doing things that they don't know they could do. For example, you have a show that just is debuting this weekend on Talkers Radio about the agricultural side of your expertise, basically a program for small farmers. And, you know, hear things like that. A lot of famous personalities are doing things that no one would believe they even would be interested in. And there are some new shows in development. So we're doing it as a service to the industry, but it's also a service to the, you know, the real discerning talk radio listeners who want to hear something different, like an experimental theater, a workshop. And we're getting a great reaction to it. So if anybody wants to hear it, it's on 24/7. You just go to talkers.com and then click on Talkers Radio on the menu, or you can go directly to it by going to talkers.com. That's www.talkers.com/talkersradio. And I think your listeners will find that to be a nice place to occasionally check out some interesting stuff. You want to go through the top stories this week?
I don't think they should go there occasionally. I think they should go there. They should have it in their ear almost, other than this program being on the air 6 hours a day. There's no reason why I shouldn't be listening to Talkers Radio at least 18 hours a day.
Okay. They will hear some of the same shows over and over. I do want people to know we program it sort of like C-SPAN or like the Discovery Channel. Where, for example, your show that debuts on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern time will then be played 2-3 times a day for the following week at different times on the schedule. The schedule will be posted. So people have a chance to hear these programs at different times a day, and they're presented as though they're special events, as opposed to, you know, coming up next, live. That's more of your AM/FM type of a radio station. This is, again, it's just very different and very much tuned to the industry and to people who are connoisseurs who want to see what goes on, you know, off of the beaten path.
I think that highlights what is going on with people. Everybody's tastes and choices are changing. The availability of product is changing. So this is a way for people to get something they may be interested in or intrigued by in terms of audio, in a different way. It's just another way of being able to tune into something that's different, because there is a lot of the same old, as we find, as you profile the people that are in the talk chart every week and the stories that are on the talk chart every week. There's a certain amount of sameness there, which speaks to one of the good parts and bad parts of traditional news talk radio, because there's a comfort level. People that were interested in listening to these hosts, the same people that have been on the air for a long time, they're used to their cadence, used to their attitude. There's a familiarity, because that success is brought about by people not wanting change, not liking change particularly. Right, Michael? Don't you think that's part of it?
Well, I think that, I think to a certain extent you're right. I also think that, you remember, we're doing this a long time. I've been publishing talkers for 24, 25 years now. So I've seen a lot of sameness, and I've also seen a lot of change. People come, people go. Things change gradually. Some things last for a very long time. Most things don't. So you have a lot of comings and goings, but some of them make such a little impression you don't even know they ever came. And then you have things such as yourself. I mean, you're the second longest running syndicated host in mainstream talk radio today. You've been around a very, very long time. Obviously, you're doing something right. But also, it's a tribute to the fact that you've evolved over the years. Rush Limbaugh's evolved. Sean evolved. The big names evolve. And if they don't evolve, they've either got to have something really good, or they will fade. I'm not going to start naming names, but I could start throwing names at you that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago were iconic in our industry, and it's where are they now? And in 5 years, it'll be, who are they? It wouldn't be where are they. It's, who are they?
Yeah.
It's shocking. And again, the temptation is to start throwing names at you, but I don't want to do that.
All right. The one thing I will tell you that you can take to the bank is 5 years from now, you and I will still be talking about these issues and programs.
God willing.
Yep.
Let us hope so. That would be nice.
All right. Let's pause for a moment, and then we're going to go through the list. All right. Hold on for just a second. No, hold on. Let's pause for a moment, then we'll get to the stories. All right, hold on a second. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, is here. We'll go through the top 10 stories and the people list in a moment.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacial Makeup Remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
Hey, girl, I miss you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Nylabone Nutrident and Nutrident Complete. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at PetSmart. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone.com.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
All right, Michael Harrison is here. We're going to now go through the Talkers charts for the week of February 3rd to the 7th. And we'll go through the top 10 stories first, then we'll get to the people and talk about them as time allows. All right, Michael, the story is, and the stage is yours.
The stage is mine. At number 10, we have Seattle wins Super Bowl XLVI 48. Boy, that's really like, whoa. At number 9, we have Woody Allen allegations. My goodness. Number 8, huge story, tragic. Philip Seymour Hoffman dead. Number 7, IRS targeting scandal. Number 6, the Russian Sochi Olympics. At number 5, we have financial markets activity. Marijuana laws are in the air. At number 4, Hillary in 2016. At number 3, at number 2, immigration legislation and amnesty. Back up in the top 2. And number 1, one of our favorite topics in talk radio, criticism of Obamacare. The people that are being talked about in terms of a top 10 chart here this past week, intermingled within those stories, Peyton Manning, the quarterback, at number 10, Woody Allen at number 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, Philip Seymour Hoffman at 7, Joe Biden at 6, number 5 is Ted Cruz, number 4 is Chris Christie, number 3 is Hillary Clinton, number 2 is John Boehner, number 1, guess what, Barack Obama.
All right, so let's go back to the Olympics. I'm trying in my mind to find, and I've looked around talkers, I've looked around in a number of places to see if there actually are any sports talk radio hosts who have gone to the Olympics. Do you know of any hosts that are actually there?
No, I personally, off the top of my head, do not. However, that doesn't mean there aren't any. But you are bringing up an interesting topic, and that is, most sports talk hosts and commercial talk radio are not huge fans of talking about the Olympics. They're fixated on the big four: football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Occasionally, they'll talk a little bit about tennis. Occasionally, they'll talk a little bit about golf. And very seldom do they stray beyond that.
I've heard a number of hosts just say they weren't that interested. This past week, listening to some sports talk radio programs, they just said, man, you know what? I'm not. Baseball season starts in a couple of weeks. We have all this stuff going on with the end of the hockey season, the end of the basketball season. This is not that big. Is it because it isn't a big participation? These are individuals. Individuals, yeah, the women and children look at this as one aspect of finding good things about Americans versus the team sports and what men like. Do you think that's
right? Exactly. But it's just like the news talk radio. How many big topics are there out there that are huge topics that we could be talking about, but they're not in the hits? You always say that, the hit topics.
Yeah.
Well, ice skating and skiing and a lot of these are individual sports that people do for recreation, and then they see the great ones doing it on the world stage. It's a little bit different than, you know, hey, my city is going to be your city in the division championships of the American Football Conference.
Right. It's not like it's the American versus American isn't there. It's not that part. That's not what it's, what it is. American versus the Russian or whatever. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Fumigate the studio after we get done with this. This guy, Richie, gets upset when he hears Barbara Streisand. I get equally as upset when I hear Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah, Michael Bolton's the same way for me.
Oh, my God.
So much so that for some reason, the advertising agencies think he's a hot commodity right now. So he's running concurrently on, simultaneously on two commercials.
Yeah.
Starburst and a Honda commercial for the past couple of months. And every now and then I'll see these two commercials back to back. So I have to take Michael Bolton back to back.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I would not hit the channel.
Well, I'm watching The Blacklist or something like that.
Listen to it. We're here. We're talking over them, and we can let them keep playing. We're going through the top five songs this week in 1990 here on Good Day. And Michael Bolton is number five. How am I supposed to live without you? Let's get rid of that.
This is much better.
Aerosmith, number four. Janie's got a gun. Now, this is okay. I'm never a big fan of Aerosmith. All right, nothing serious.
I was an early Aerosmith fan. The later Aerosmith, I respected more because they were able to kick all their drug habits and get back together and become a successful band.
I didn't like them because they were all druggies.
No, God, in this era of them, no, they're all clean.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's remember, five songs during this week in 1990 are the focus of our affection here as we count down from number five to number four. So Michael Bolton's number five, Aerosmith number four, in the number three slot. This is one of his better efforts, I think, in terms of real pop success. Rod Stewart's Downtown Train, number three during this week in 1990. This one you can happily crank up, Richie. On a downtown train. This is the best of the top five.
That's when he started kind of doing a lot of his throwback stuff, his old school.
Yeah. Good point.
I know your window, and I know it's late. I know your stairs and your doorway. I'll walk down your street and past your gate. I stand by the light of the foyer. Watch them as they fall. You're having a heart attack. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win your mind. When I see you tonight, on a downtown.
It's not a music program, but it's a program about life. And in all of our lives, music plays, unless you're really kind of adult, you are affected by music in one way or another. One of the universal things that affects our emotions and our memories, the songs of our lives. So
I have to admit, number two, the next song, by looking at the name of the band, I don't recognize it, but I'm sure we will when
we... Well, listen to it and figure out production. Still don't recognize it. I need Jennifer here for this.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gone on this one. You too, huh?
I am.
Alright, well, we give it its due. We paid attention to it. That's alright. Number two. Number one is a lady most everybody knows, Paula Abdul. Number one. We have the Wild pair here. Opposites attract. Talking about pop hits. What a great line.
Very cute.
She makes the bed, he steals the covers. All right, so again, Michael Bolton at number five, Aerosmith number four, Rod Stewart number three, Seduction number two, and Paula Abdul is number one with this tune. As we review the top five songs for this week in 1990 on the Dutch Stephen Good Day program, it's 28 past the hour.
But when we get together, we have nothing but fun.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Until that voice gets done and worked out. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing in this hour a lot of the things that have been big in the world of talk radio this past week. Let's have some fun. One of the items that certainly get a lot of conversation over the weekend is Jay Leno's departure from The Tonight Show, which is number five on this week's overview of what's going on. The hot hits, number five. Here's talk host Phil Cianciola, who talks about some of Jay's biggest targets over the years in his monologues.
I have noticed very little buzz at all about Jay Leno's departure. It seems like that should be a bigger deal than it is. That's it. Jay Leno's gone. I thought there'd be more buzz about that. I did see a kind of funny story where they broke down Jay Leno's jokes. This is the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University. Basically took all the Tonight Shows, the monologue portion, from May 25th of 1992 to January 24th of this year. And during that time, they counted. I mean, they spent all this time. They checked. And during that period, who do you think the most jokes were made about by Jay Leno? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, 43,892 jokes about President Bill Clinton. Slick Willie. Leno's top all-time target. Number two was W, 3,239 jokes. Al Gore, third, 1,026 jokes. I just find it fascinating how they broke this all down. Although he's appeared on David Letterman's show 10 times, Mr. Clinton was never a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno as the host. Now, among non-political joke targets, Jay Leno made fun of the most, O.J. Simpson, 795 jokes, Michael Jackson, 505 jokes, Martha Stewart and her little prison escapade, 208 jokes, Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, for whatever reason, tied at 153 jokes each. According to the study, throughout The Tonight Show tenure, Leno most often joked about powerful people and scandalous behavior. Those two were combined, of course, in President Clinton, which accounts for his 4,607 joke total. About one out of every 10 jokes Leno ever delivered was about public affairs and public figures. Clinton, his wife Hillary, VP Al Gore, favorite intern Monty Lewinsky, accounted for four of Leno's top seven targets. Overall, the top 20 list included the past four presidents and vice presidents, as well as the past six failed major party nominees for president. And this study also noted that Democrats were the subject of 10,885 jokes, 15% more jokes than he told about Republicans.
All right, this is Phil Scianciola. And some of the things that we have heard, that's the mainstay of these late-night shows is politics. And you heard perhaps President Obama even sent wet wishes. I shouldn't say even. He took a little shot at him, had a little fun. Even Jimmy Kimmel, who's been a jerk about Jay Leno through his career, really a jerk, petty, just he's a jerk. I lost all respect for Kimmel when he was taking his shots at Jay. Did send over a tweet, I think it was, Richie, in essence saying, you know, good luck. You have done something that nobody else has done but Johnny Carson.
Right.
Kimmel certainly isn't going to have the same stature. Thank you. I'll try that. Yes,
all
Carson
will tell.
His head. All right, here's host Gene Valencetti talking to comedian Bob Perlow. Perlow was the warm-up guy for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Hey, you just spoke to Jay, you told me a couple of days ago. Tell me what he said to you.
He's thrilled to go out like this after what he went through. It was 22 years ago when Johnny gave him the show, and it was pretty messy, if you recall.
Yep.
Johnny left on a Friday, never said, oh, there's a new guy, Jay Leno, coming in. Good luck, Jay. Mm-hmm. It was like the show was done forever. And then when Jay came on, he never said, oh, thank you, Johnny. So it was really messy. And people forget that Johnny was number one for 25 years. Jay took over and was a complete disaster. Yeah. He dropped, and it was awful until two things happened. The O.J. trial, where he had the dancing O.J.s and the egos, and that raised him in the ratings. And then the Hugh Grant fiasco, where Hugh Grant gave him the first interview. That was 1995. Since then, he's been number one.
Right.
So it from a messy start, he regained that status and then went through that big debacle in 2008 with Conan.
Right.
And that was another disaster. So this time, it's happening the right way. He's going out number one and a very seamless handoff to Jimmy Fallon to take over the reins.
Right.
He was thrilled the other night and was talking to him very, very happy.
Well, he's happy to go out number one. He's being very diplomatic and kind to NBC, which is basically showing the door again. Is there a backstory here? I mean, is he going to tell me next week when he comes out and he's free of these guys, hey, I never wanted to leave. They forced me out. This is, you know, I'll see you on Fox.
He kind of intimates that now, saying, well, it with tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Johnny was fired. I don't know how many people know that. I mean, Johnny was forced out when he had to leave, and no one likes that. But Jay realizes it's time, and he's being magnanimous about it.
Hey, Bob, they're basically shutting down Burbank. About 150 people are going to lose their jobs. Yeah, I still know you have a lot of friends out there.
Yeah, we've been in touch like the past 6 months with the crew, which has been there since 93, 95, 97, a couple of turnovers. But they're all, nobody has a job this long on TV. I mean, it's unprecedented. 22 years, usually, if you get a job on a hit show like Friends or Seinfeld, you hope it goes 4 years or 5 years. So they're all had a real good run.
You know, it's very interesting. That's Gene Valenzetti talking to Bob Perlow, who was the warm-up guy for The Tonight Show. Jay often would warm up the audience himself, whereas with The Tonight Show, Ed always used to go out and warm up the audience before Johnny came out. Johnny was never seen before the curtain came back, and he walked out onto the stage. And when the show was over, the audience never – he walked off the stage – and the audience never heard from him, never saw him. Ed would stick around, talk to the audience sometimes, and talk. But Johnny went on when the show started, and he went off when the show stopped. He was in his car within 30 minutes and out of the parking lot and on his way home. That's the way Johnny, whereas Jay was just the opposite. He'd go out to the parking lot, and he'd visit with some of the people as he was leaving, getting into one of his cars. And Jay Leno, by the way, never drove the same car to work, ever, one day to the next. He always had a different car. he has this big collection of hundreds of old cars, and every day he'd show up at work in a different car. Which I thought was kind of a cool thing. Anyway, so Jay Leno is a big item of conversation and interest, as it well should be. Coming up, we'll shift to another item that's sure to get a lot of talk, overview, and consideration this weekend, the Olympics. That's up next here.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Football season may be over, but there's no off-season for fantasy sports. Test your skills and cash in on real money NBA basketball games. Online sites like BetAmerica.com are offering legal alternatives to sports wagering with fun and easy real money daily fantasy NBA games. John Ford of BetAmerica.com explains why daily fantasy sports leagues are legal.
Federal internet gaming laws specifically exempted fantasy sports contests because they're considered games of skill based on a fan's knowledge. And at BetAmerica, which is a legal real money gaming website, we offer daily fantasy sports contests as well as wagering on horse racing and greyhound racing.
Fans should check to make sure they're in one of 41 states with laws allowing real money daily fantasy sports contests.
NBA contests. They're designed to be fun and easy to play and allows players to compete with like-minded fans in both free and paid daily fantasy games.
Learn more at BetAmerica.com.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Next up here, as our review of what's going on in the world of conversation radio gets capped at the week's end, the Olympics, number three this week in interest. Here's host Joel Riley with former CIA operative Wayne Simmons. They talk about the security concerns that continue to be a part of the travel back and forth to the Olympic headquarters.
What do you know about what's going on in Russia right now?
Well, just what we read in the newspapers, and it's not good. So give me 7 years since the announcement of Sochi being the venue, and as a terrorist, a sophisticated terrorist, I'm going to create a minefield that you can't do anything about. We all hope and pray, of course, that nothing happens. But if ever there were a time and a venue where we believe with relative certainty that something bad is going to happen, it would be now. It's 1,300 square miles to try to protect. The venues are spread out all over the country, and you're in the absolute backyard of the terrorists. I don't understand. Many of us complained 7 years ago when they chose this venue, but politics got in the way, and now hopefully hopefully we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, Wayne, I guess I would be a terrible terrorist because I think if I were really going to hit Sochi, what I would do is I wouldn't tip my hand. I wouldn't be increasing attacks and all those things. I would just be laying the groundwork, and then it's like a blindside. Why is it that they're attacking with more frequency as we get closer?
Well, because you're thinking like a Westerner, and with all due respect, you're thinking like someone who has not been trained. And what I mean by that is there is no time to let up when you are leading up to a major attack. They do not see this as anything other than, meaning Sochi, they do not see this as anything other than an opportunity to inflict great pain and against Putin and against the Soviets. They also take every opportunity to kill. Jihadis do not care when the victims come or how they come or where they come. They took Beslan in 2004 and slaughtered, as you may remember, elementary school children, 350-plus elementary school children. They have no compunction. They have no problem slaughtering these people.
Well, if Russia, though, and Putin are your targets, why the Olympics? I mean, that's more of a world thing. Why wouldn't you focus away from that?
No, this is not just against Russia. This is against the West. This is against everything that Russia stands for. But most importantly, and you are absolutely correct, most importantly, it is to embarrass the Russians. It is to embarrass Putin. But you cannot give them 7 years. And remember, they've been at it for decades. So the terrorists know how to do this. They have an adversary in Putin who, if anyone can defeat these guys, but he's not going to do it in this venue. You just cannot protect 1,300 square miles, 7 years to prepare and build what they're calling, as you've heard, the curtain of steel. Well, the curtain of steel they put in place is probably only trapping the already formed terror cells inside.
From our affiliate, The Truth in Tucson, host John Justice talked to analyst David Garstensen Ross about the news media's sudden fascination with the toothpaste bomb threats.
The news this morning that most of the news outlets were discussing was this toothpaste bomb threat, not related to flights within the continental United States, but more worried about flights in other parts of the country heading to Sochi, Russia. Tell us what you know. How credible is this threat? Is this something new?
Well, I'm not sure that this is actually a threat. Now, there's not really a distinction that's made when articles come out about, you know, breaking news of what they're looking for. But an advisory has been set out by the U.S. government. And actually, a DHS spokesman specifically said that they don't know of any specific threats to the homeland. Now, that doesn't preclude there being some sort of specific threat to air travel into Russia. But, you know, looking at this, and I have no inside intelligence information on it. I haven't spoken to officials about it. But just looking at it as it was put forward in these articles, something that is often done by the U.S. government when there is an elevated risk of terrorism is they'll look at past tactics, techniques, and procedures, or TTPs. But they will sometimes trawl back at past TTPs,
right,
and we'll put out advisories so people can be on alert. That's a long way of saying, John, that I'm not sure that there is a specific threat. I'm not sure this is linked to a threat. Now, we know that there is a threat to the Sochi Olympics. That's very clear.
Right.
You and I have talked about that before. You know, in December, there was a set of suicide bombings in Volgograd. The suicide bomber subsequently released a tape saying that the Olympics would be struck. The emir of the Caucasus Emirate, a terrorist group operating the Caucasus, has also specifically threatened the Olympics.
Hey, It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to talk travel with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Joins us every week at this time. And the focus is going to be on travel when you get stuck in snowstorms like I did yesterday and like a lot of people have this week and frankly this winter. What's the best way to handle all of that? Plus some of the deals, the cruise deals, the things that will take you away from all this horrible weather. Tom has those highlights for us just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
All right, Tom Parsons here for bestfares.com in Dallas, where I am. Matter of fact, I called Tom to invite him to dinner, Richie, last night, and he stiffed me.
Really?
He said he had more important things to do than to meet me for dinner last night. So I guess that shows you where I am,
you know, Tom,
on the totem pole.
As your staffers refer to it, Mr. Big Stuff, I can't imagine you passing up dinner with Mr. Big Stuff.
Well, you have to remember what time he called me. You know, it's 11:15. It's midnight. I don't usually eat dinner.
That was a good thought.
I talked to Doug more this week, and I think I talked to anybody in my life. But
we had a lot of chances.
He kept on talking about getting airplane tickets via Dallas. I didn't know he was coming here. He was looking for a new airplane ticket.
No,
he can't. All right. You know.
So all right, let's talk about
that. Was a good no. That was a good lesson that happened to Doug last night, though. When you go to airports, in the case of Doug, You know, we know Doug never moans and groans about anything, but he was saying, you know, it's costing me $70 to ride a taxi from DFW Airport to downtown Dallas.
Yeah, that was pretty
And you really got to look out for that stuff, folks. I mean,
screwed around. Yes.
I mean, the same thing happens when you rent a car in San Francisco. Do you really want to rent a car for like maybe $150 for the weekend and say, well, for the week and say, I had a great deal and you park downtown and all they want is $65 or $70 so you can park the car in the garage? You know, some places you gotta look at the rent a car and other places you run from the rent a car. I would never rent a car in New York City. I mean, number one, you get a car, fine. They'll still charge you $70, but then you're gonna pay $25 every hour you park the car downtown somewhere, and you'll still maybe never get a space. So,
you know, I thought of that when I walked out. I looked at the rental car, and I thought, you know what? I should just rent a car and drive downtown instead of paying $70. But I managed to talk the cab driver into a deal, so it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I'll use, you have Uber here, right? I'm now a big convert to Uber. Any place I can use Uber, I'm going to use them. I used them yesterday to get to the airport. They are just the right antidote. And this is the reason why. I'm going to tell you one other story about this. And this is, Richie says, what is in it for us? I'm the essence of stupid taxi drivers who don't speak English. I get into a cab when I get back to L.A. on Friday night. He couldn't speak a lick of English. He rode around in the wrong, going the wrong direction. I told him where to go four times. He didn't go. So at the end, he presents me with a bill for $75. I said, I can pay you $75. He went the wrong way. He didn't listen to my directions. Took twice as long. I gave him $40 and sent him on his way. And that's what you have to do with these guys, because otherwise they're going to rip you
off. I think they just don't like you, and that's why they don't speak you. They speak English perfectly.
All right, how much time we got here, Richie?
You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Big deal of the week, Tom, from bestfares.com.
Oh, you know what? I'd still be looking. If you got spring break coming up, I'd be looking at it real hard right now. Some of the airfares, especially if you're going to Florida, you got to be very flexible. Just remember, if your school is letting out on a Friday, you know, Friday afternoon or evening, you really got to avoid those Fridays and Saturday departures, because the airfares for a one-way getaway versus going maybe for 4 or 5 days, maybe leave on a Sunday or a Monday for 4 or 5 days, will cut your airfare in half.
Right. Okay. So be careful of the day that you go, basically. Check out the fares and the bar.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.